Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's expanding social security coverage. The participants are Rupesh Kumar Thakur, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Labour and Employment, and Shishir Sinha, journalist.
Namaskar. India has improved its ranking on the social protection measures. What are the new things which India is proposing, and what is the purpose of polling exercise which India's Labour Ministry has undertaken? To talk about all those things, we have with us Mr. Rupesh Kumar Thakur. He is Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Labour and Employment.
Thank you.
Welcome to Akashvani, Mr. Thakur.
Thank you.
My first question to you, that what is the purpose of this polling exercise?
No, see, this is very important thing you have asked. So I will just say that the genesis of this exercise is in World Social Protection Report, which came out in 2022. So in that World Social Protection Report, India's social protection coverage had been shown as 24.4%. So when we saw it, we thought that this is a complete underestimation, because we are giving so much of social assistance and social benefits to the people, to the citizens, that it cannot be only 24%. So what we saw, that what ILO was doing, it was taking data of only 7 central sector schemes. So under that 7 central sector schemes, they were saying that only 24.4% of social protection coverage is in India. So we started deliberation with ILO, and we said that we will do the social protection data pooling exercise. And we did interministerial meetings, and we asked different ministries to give social protection schemes to us and to give the data of the beneficiaries of the social protection scheme. So we chose 34 central sector social protection schemes, and we pooled data of those schemes, and we did the deduplication exercise also. It means that suppose any person is getting 5 benefits, 5 social sector schemes, so he should not be counted, it should not be, the coverage should not be counted as 5. It should be counted as 1 only, because I am the only person who is getting 5 schemes, so it should be counted as 1. So we did data deduplication exercise, and the basis of that exercise was the unique identifier Aadhaar. So we took 34 schemes, which are all Aadhaar seeded. The schemes that we took, like NAREGA, like EPFO schemes, ESIC schemes, APY schemes, Atal Pension Yojana, which we say, and other such schemes, PM Poshan, like that we took. When we did this exercise, did deduplication and data pooling exercise, we saw that our social protection coverage is not only 24.4%, but it is actually 48.8%. And this was also recognized by ILO. Now, ILO, what ILO does, that ILO says that social security categorizes social security as those kind of social security which are regular in nature, which are CAS, in which we give the CAS, which are statutory in nature. So three things: regular, statutory, and CAS. But we said that, we deliberated with them, we argued with them, we said that even in-kind benefits which the developing countries give should also be counted as social protection. Because social protection is a broad thing. Social protection comprises of social security also and social assistance also. So what they did, that they said that, okay, 48.8%, they kept it as 48.8%. But a separate column was also added, in which they said that India runs a very big food FPS program, in which 80 crore persons, 800 million persons are given free ration. So this was also depicted in the portrait in the World Social Protection Scheme. And so our social protection coverage doubled from 24.4% to 48.8%. And what it did, it also improved the world's total social protection coverage. Okay. So 5% increase because of our jump from 24.4% to 48.8%. The global average, the world social protection coverage, increased by 5%.
Okay.
So our improvement led to the improvement in the global average.
This was the result of pooling of central sector scheme, 34 central sector schemes.
Yeah.
Now you have taken an exercise to conduct the pooling exercise among the states. And in the first phase, you have taken 10 states.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when this first phase is going to be over, and what about the remaining 18 states and 8 union territories, when they are to be brought under this kind of initiative?
In this exercise, in which we improved our count from 24.4 to 48.8%, only central sector schemes had been taken. But in our country, various state governments are also giving different kind of social protection schemes to the people. So that should also be counted. Mm. So we started state-specific social protection data pulling exercise. And in the first phase, we have taken 10 states. We have taken Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka and Gujarat in phase one. And we have conducted meeting with them also. We have kick-started the exercise with the states. We have asked them to share the social protection beneficiary data with us. And those schemes would be taken, which are Aadhaar seeded. So they will share the data with us. And then we will do the deduplication exercise.
Okay, so that will be part of the phase one, for the 10 states.
Yes, phase one, and this is going to be completed hopefully by May end. Yeah.
And what about the remaining 18 states?
The remaining 18 states will also be taken after phase one is over. And we are hopeful that we will complete it by the end of the year or in the beginning of the next year.
You will have two set of data, one for the central sector schemes and another for the schemes which are operated by the state. In both the structure, you will use the Aadhaar as the unique identifier to actually find that how many people are actually getting the benefit, and not that one person is getting benefits of all the schemes whether run by the central government or by the state government. Now, my question to you that how this is going to benefit India at the global level if we combine both central as well as the state one?
Yes, so this data pooling exercise, we have already taken 34 central sector schemes. Now we are going to take state schemes also. And because the coverage must have increased by now, we had done this exercise in 2023. So now because the coverage of central sector scheme must also have increased, so again we'll be taking those data and pooling it with, along with the state schemes. So naturally our count is going to increase. I'm hopeful that it is going to increase beyond 70% and may go up to 80%. And you asked a very good question that how it is going to impact our global profile. So certainly the global profile will become very robust and it will enhance our global profile. And because if the social protection coverage is 80%, you'll be recognized as a state who takes care of the people. And secondly, it also helps in doing social security agreements with other countries. For example, we are doing social security agreement with USA, and USA is saying that they will do agreement with us if the social protection in India is of general applicability. General applicability means if it is more than 50%. So already it is 48.8%, it is going to increase. So it will help in doing social protection agreement with other countries.
Okay.
And also in FTAs, it is going to help.
Okay, so on the global level, this is going to help is in social security agreement as well as the FTA. Now, what about the states? What are the things which they are going to gain from this exercise?
First of all, states, they would be able to know that in which scheme how many eligible beneficiaries are left out. So scheme-wise detail will be there. They will have scheme-wise details that this is the number of eligible beneficiary, but only 80% are covered. These 20%, it will go up to the family level, up to the household level.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise will go up down to the household level. They would be able to know which household is left out and which beneficiary is left out. So it will help us in saturating the scheme.
Okay.
So this will be a very beneficial exercise. And we also, what we will do, we will rank the states according to their social protection data. So it will also instill a sense of competitive spirit, and there will be a sense of positive competition among the states, and they will work towards saturating their schemes. So this will be very beneficial, and this will lead to economic growth and development.
There are a number of best practices. So are you also going to identify those best practices and advise various other states to adopt it so that they will have a better utilization of resources?
Yes, sir. As I said that if in any state the social protection coverage is 100% or 90%, 95% like that, in other state it is only 65% or 70%, the other state will take the best practices from that state and will see how to saturate the scheme. So the best practices will be exchanged among the state, and this will be beneficial for the entire country.
Okay. Since this data pooling exercise, which you are intending to complete by May in the first phase and then cover other states also, will this be a regular exercise? I mean, to be conducted on a regular basis, say after 2 years, 3 years, so that you could get the better picture of the social security in the country?
First of all, we would like to complete the state-specific exercise and see how. And yes, because our coverage is going to increase, so we'll have to do it periodically. So we will keep doing this exercise. So first of all, we would like to complete state-specific exercise and compile the data and give it to the ILO so that our social protection coverage increases.
Okay. One more issue is that the migrant labor, since many of the states are having this kind of situation that more and more people are moving from one state to other state. So how those migrant labor will be covered in this pooling study exercise?
See, the benefits that we give to the migrant labor, suppose a person is from Bengal, he's moving to Punjab. The best thing is portability. If we do the portability, even if he's from Bengal and he's working in Punjab, he will get the benefits of the scheme. For doing portability, we need unique identifier, and Aadhaar is the unique identifier. So this exercise that we are doing, the data pooling exercise, this is also based on Aadhaar. So we are taking those schemes which are Aadhaar seeded. So the migrant labors will also be covered in this. The benefits which we are giving to the migrant labor will also be covered in this exercise.
The another question is, will that benefit be counted in the account of that particular state or his original state?
Suppose there is a central sector scheme. So central sector scheme is being run by the ministry. The state specific is being given by the state.
Yeah, I'm talking about the state specific.
Yes. So the state which is giving the scheme, the state which is giving the scheme, it will be counted in that state.
And what about the central sector, like say one nation, one ration card?
Yeah.
So that food which is getting, which is withdrawing from the ration shops, how that will be taken into consideration?
No, that is already a scheme. That is one nation, one ration is based on, there is a national portability. So even if he is from Bihar and he is working in Punjab, he will get from the Punjab's ration shop. So there is no problem in that. It will reflect in his account that. So there is no, I mean, entire India has been plugged in one by this portability.
So that is what I wanted to understand, that how this will be taken. I mean, whether that is for one particular state or that is for the entire nation, that he is getting a ration from under this scheme.
See, the focus is on the people, is on the worker. Whether worker is, it doesn't matter whether the worker is from Punjab or from Bihar. Or we have to see that worker gets, he gets the benefit. Okay. It is not about whether he is getting from Punjab, he is getting from Bengal. Okay. So that is why portability is there. Okay. So it's worker-centric.
Now let us listen what Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandviya said in the Parliament on the latest report regarding social protection.
Pension scheme or alag-alag type ki scheme, jo logon ko social security deti hai, ek dashak pehle, central government ke dwara, 18% लोगों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी दी गई थी जो पेंशनेबल हो. आज मोदी गवर्नमेंट ने 48% लोगों को, जिसको कोई न कोई कैश के रूप में सोशल सिक्योरिटी मिलती है, उसका प्रावधान करा गया है. उसमें से हम स्टेट को इंक्लूड नहीं करते हैं. कई स्टेट गवर्नमेंट के द्वारा भी कई टाइप की सोशल सिक्योरिटी दी गई है, उसमें फूड सिक्योरिटी इंक्लूड नहीं है. जो फूड सिक्योरिटी इंक्लूड हो जाती तो देश में 48 में से 65% लोगों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी प्रदान करने वाला कोई देश है. ये देश का नाम भारत है, जो इतना बड़ा देश में 92 करोड़ लोगों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी प्रदान कर रहा है.
So now my final question to you. In the beginning, you said that the 48% appears to be on the lower side.
Yes.
So if we consider both central sector scheme as well as the centrally sponsored scheme, what could be the percentage? Is it more than 70%? It is more than 75%? What kind of social securities or the social protection which government thinks that it is the right number and not what the ILO is saying in its report?
ILO is saying 48%. So they have not taken into account in-kind benefit. So in-kind benefit they have not taken. So we have done this exercise. We have also counted in-kind benefit. And if we take in-kind benefit into account, it is 65%.
Okay.
But if we do the state-specific exercise, if we take into account the in-kind benefits that the states are also giving, so it is definitely going to be above 70% and it may reach up to 80%.
Mr. Thakur, thank you very much for talking to Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to our discussion on India's expanding social security coverage. The participants were Rupesh Kumar Thakur, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Labour and Employment, and Shishir Sinha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.